And she says, you know, wow, what is all these things going on? And let me find out more. And Jesus says, you know, go and bring your husband. The woman says, I got no husband. Jesus looks us straight at the eye, eyeball to eyeball. You have five, the one you are is no more, not your husband also. Bible never shows, she may have dropped her pail. Finally she says, you are prophet ah. Should have known that long ago. She ran. Finally she ran and got her to God, tell the whole town. But do you know, Jesus still didn't get his drink. It didn't say that she drew the water, say, you drink this while I go to the town. No! She just ran off and Jesus was still left hanging there without the drink. And the disciples of all things, they came back with a lunch, grinning from cheek to cheek. Why? They just got the best chicken rice. Came to Jesus Christ. And they saw Jesus talking to this woman. They all whisper. This is unusual. As they came near, and they say, Jesus, here, our tapao chapan. Jesus turns to them and said, I have food of which you know not of. I don't know what the disciples did. They say, Aya, eat your palia, let's chat here. Do you know that Jesus didn't even have his food? Neither did he have his drink. See, that was Jesus' life. As I discern from the scriptures, he lived a fasted life. That was what preserved him all the way. And I tell you, they are fasting and praying is not a favorite topic with people today. And do you know this? When people begin their ministry, I tell you, it was fast, 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 pray, 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 fast, 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 pray, pray, pray. Right? A lot of ministries begin that way. Cry, cry, cry. Fast, pray, cry. Right? That was the accelerator. Then their ministry take off like a rocket. Then when they are prosperous, they forget all those truths. Now it's different. It's feast, feast, feast. Eat, eat, eat. Fellowship, fellowship. Eat, fellowship, feast. And their ministries really expand plus their bodies. And they forget that the same principles that help their ministry take off is the same principle that will maintain it under Jesus comes. That's what we are talking about. You see, there's only one key to preserve you the rest of your life from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Fasting and pray. I challenge you to see, if you would fast and pray, see if money is important to you after some time. You find it fades off. You fast and pray, see whether your flesh wants to commit sin anymore. Something happens to you. You fast and pray, see if you can look down on others again. You will never. See, fasting and prayer is the key to deal with these three things that people constantly fall in. And here, in Mark chapter 1, in verse 12 and 13, it says, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Then you read the other record of that in Matthew chapter 4, says here, in verse 2, when he had fasted 40 days. Now notice in verse 1, he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Now you never find any single record in Matthew, Mark, Luke, where it says he was led into the wilderness to fast. Never. You always see the closest, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted. But under temptation, Jesus knew the key, fasting and prayer. Because fasting and prayer weakens the temptation. It weakens. I challenge you to do so and see. When you fast and pray, your sexual drive lowers. And some people, you know, I have read science books, they say it's the opposite, it increases. But what they didn't do was continue. You see, the first part that they experience is just the side effect of their overdrive. It was their momentum. You know what is momentum? Momentum is where you shut off the engine and it's still moving on. But if they continue, they'll find it starts to diminish. And over a long period of time, you find that you get your body under control. What's fasting for? Fasting is to control your body. All the temptations are all in the flesh. Everything to do with what you see, touch, handle, etc. And fasting deals direct with your flesh. It puts your flesh down. Boom. So your flesh cannot make any more noise. That's the one key. And if David had fasted and prayed continuously, instead of after God judged him, but before, he would have been preserved. That's the one big key to handle these three temptations. That's the life of David in 2 Samuel. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we ask that you minister to our hearts and our lives even tonight. As we sit in your presence, O God, we recognize the awesomeness of your call. And we recognize, O God, that only what is born of your spirit can last. What is born of the flesh in the end dies off a natural death. Father God, we desire only to do your will. And tonight we desire your will to be done in each life. And we ask especially tonight, O God, that you cause an establishment of your grace in each life. That Father God, these temptations of the flesh, of the eyes, and the pride of life is something common to all human beings. Not a single one sitting here in this place, in this room, could say they are immune or they were not tempted in those three areas. But O God, we know we have Jesus Christ in our lives. And we know we are called to a holy life. And Father God, tonight, we know your Spirit is dealing with lives. Your Spirit is dealing with lives. And we ask, O God, that your Spirit would cause us to draw nigh unto you so that you can draw nigh unto us. We ask that your grace, Lord, be shed abroad in our hearts tonight so that we turn back to the things of the world and look forward into the things of God. We ask this, O God, in Jesus' name. Would you stand very quietly with me? And as we sing the song, Search Me, O God, and Try My Heart today, I want to give an open invitation. First of all, we want to minister to those of you who have areas in your physical body which are beyond medical attention. In other words, you are still on medication, but it's not helping you. You need something else. You need prayer to help you in those areas. Then we want to pray and lay hands on you. Secondly, that's why we want you to come out as a group so that nobody is embarrassed at all. It's between you and God. Secondly, only you know between you and God whether you have secret sins in your life that nobody knows but God. And my plea to you tonight is this. Please, I love you enough to let you know. Don't wait until it's exposed by men or by God. Repent before God exposes you. Because if you do, the grace of God could be more. And it could even cover you and prevent a judgment from coming. So only you know if you have secret sins in God. And you come tonight, and I can only call you urge you to get right with God, come in repentance, knowing you'll never do that again. And after you come tonight, we'll pray for you. But when you go back, this is what I suggest. Get into a 3-day fast at least. Not total fast if you can't do it, but maybe a liquid fast, fruit fast or whatever. As a sign of repentance before God. Saying, God, I will never more go into that sin. And in repentance, I humble myself in fasting. And you will be permanently set free tonight. I know that some of you that have habits in your life that are secret. And even though you are Christian, you keep falling into them. It's not God's will. And if we let you continue, and if nobody says these words to you, one day it will be too late. When the judgment starts coming, it's horrifying. Even if you cry, you can only cry for preservation of your own life, but not of the judgment. David's life was preserved, but the judgment continued because it's too late. But you cry early enough and repent early enough, you will preserve and the judgment we held and canceled. That's what God offers you tonight. That's what God is calling you tonight. So let God's Spirit search you in these two areas, or if the third area, you know that you're living Christian life to a certain extent and you're moving from one level of anointing to another, and you just need us to pray with you for a new fresh anointing in your life, and you come quickly like tonight too. Praise God. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Quickly pray for you through the laying on of hands. Whatever is within you and God, may you just start that flow of God's Spirit in your life. See, there be some.